section 1 to now. This should be their 14th section. Right? 14th section of this teaching. Hallelujah. Let's say this was to get our Father.
In the name of Jesus, we receive in this service revelation knowledge that is found in the written word. Our eyes view Jesus in this service
as he sees us in himself, concerning leading and perception. As we are taught, we are enlightened the more to walk in our own the more. Alongside the body of Christ, through this teaching, we are edified and Jesus is glorified in our midst and in the body of Christ. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So, we're looking at the teaching following the inward witness. And so this is the 14th section. So we'll do more. Just going through everything we've done together. So I'm doing what I call doing a wrap up of everything we've done together. Hallelujah. That's what I will just do tonight. Okay, Matthew 28.
From verse 18, and Jesus came and spoke to them, saying, all authority. Now, the word authority there is the word exousia. That's the word power, sorry. The word exousia, authority, has been given to me in heaven and in the earth. If you go therefore, make disciples of every nation, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, say, and lo, I am is with you always, even to the ends of the age.
Mark 16, from verse 15. Mark 16, from verse 15. And Jesus said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Say, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned. And this sign shall follow them that believe. In my name they will cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They will lay their hands on the sick, and the sick will recover. So then, after the Lord had spoken to them, he was received up into heaven and sat at the right hand of God. And they went forth and preached everywhere, with the Lord walking with and confirming the word with signs following. Luke 24, from verses 47. As I once prophesied for the seas, and thus it is written, and thus it, behold Christ to suffer and to rise from the dead the third day. And our repentance and remission of sin, the preached in his name amongst all nations, beginning at Jerusalem. And ye are witnesses of these things. Hallelujah. You know, something that you must see is this. Okay, let's look at John quickly before I say what I need to say. John 20. John 20 from verses 20, from verses 23. Okay, 22 to 23. And he breathed on them and said to them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. He said, whosoever sins ye remit are remitted, and whosoever ye retain are retained. Hallelujah. Now something you need to see
Jesus' instruction. Remember we say Jesus' instruction within the 40 days to his disciples, right? It is instruction to his disciples within 40 days. And with that instruction will be the instruction of scriptures, right?
Right? Instructions in theology, instructions of the kingdom. That's why he will employ kingdom narrative of preaching the gospel. That word to preach, keruso is a kingdom word. Is a kingdom word, keruso. How you announce a kingdom. Okay, how you make a bold declaration of a victory of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, something also you see that when you do what keruso is used in their world, there's always a kerugma. A kerugma will not be the message of the keruso. So when there is a keruso, there's always a kerugma. A kerugma will be what is being announced. What is the message being passed across? That is the kerugma. So Jesus employs kingdom narrative.
Hallelujah. So when he says, go make disciples, preach the gospel, is kingdom narrative.
Language, right? So we say those are the instructions of scriptures, instructions of the kingdom, instructions of God.
Hallelujah. Something else you need to see is the fact that this instruction points your attention to God's number one fact in all the earth. You remember, Jesus didn't tell them go fight people. He didn't tell them go drag for land. No, he said go preach the gospel. He shows you what it is, the instruction of God. He shows you, he gives you a pointer of what is the Spirit working on the earth. Okay, follow me. Hallelujah. So that means this will be a major theme in scripture. Oh, let me not put it like that. That will be what God does in the earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Okay. Hallelujah. It shows you what God does in the earth. It's just very simple. Hallelujah. You don't need to. That's what God does in all the earth.
Go preach the gospel. Okay, follow me. Go preach the gospel. So when I get back to Genesis 1, remember it says, go into all the nations. So God starts in all the nations, right? And all the nations will be what?
Preaching the gospel. Genesis 1, 1, 1, 2, 1, 3. Is it Genesis 1, 2, 1, Genesis chapter 1, verse 1 to 3, tells you God starts in all the earth. In the beginning, God created the heavens in the earth.
Hallelujah. So it reveals God's intention is for all the earth to be, or for his heaven to be all the earth. And it shows you that the earth without the heaven, man without God is empty and void. Darkness. And it tells you what does God do?
It says, God said, let there be light.
Where? In all the earth. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. It reveals God's plan. It reveals God's plan. Glory to God. So when it says, go make disciples, it shows you that every believer is in God's plan for reaching the earth. So God uses the believer to reach the earth.
Take note of what he tells them. Take note of the instruction. The instruction is go preach the gospel.
Hallelujah. So that tells you what the Spirit does in all the earth. What the Spirit does in all the earth. See, I said something in one of our sections, and I want to repeat it again. See. God's Spirit, or what the believer has been sent to do in all the earth, does not change, listen, it does not change with situation, with circumstances, with trending things. No. Amen. Amen. You know, I hear some people say funny things like, I'm going to put up a post online tonight, well, on for the Facebookers, for the netizens. Amen. Something just very funny. Today, everybody talks about God, election. See, what God is doing in the earth is not election. What God is doing in Nigeria is not election. As a child of God, you should know too well. What God is doing in Nigeria is not who is going to be the next president. That is not what God's Spirit is doing in the earth.
You know, people are arguing. No, how can you say you are supporting Jesus? Ah, you are positive, you are evil spirit, you are a devil, you are a bastard. What nonsense is that? And you see, believers, what also be preaching the gospel and winning souls? Arguing and fighting over another person's toy. That's not what God's Spirit is doing in the earth.
I told you something. A young guy told me something. I'm supposed to read that out to us. Let me read something out to you. A young guy said this to me some weeks back, and I was surprised. Amen? Yeah? Well, I actually didn't go into it. I just laughed. Hallelujah. Okay. I'm going to skip the name though for some reasons. Hallelujah. Something... I I'm trying to look for it. Okay, look at what he said. He mentioned someone that he will want to win, that will win. He mentioned someone that want to win, and I laughed. He said God is leading him that this person will win. And I wrote, he said, I told him my own choice. He said, that is your choice. Vote who you want. But trust me. And I said, let's go politics. Convince me to vote your person. I wrote the name of the person there, but convince me to vote your person. And I said, then he replied, next month you will understand why I was led to have said that, I mean, what is on my status. And I said, next month call. Led? Who led you? And I said, just wait. It is not the first time. It's not the first time. And I said, wow. So you're leading it to election. This is why you need to be taught God's word. So you're leading it to election? Oh, so funny. Hallelujah. In other words, for God can reveal his plan God can reveal his plan until his servants, the prophets. Don't you understand? So God's plan is in election. And I said, no. But God knows what will happen. Don't forget his nature. And I said, what is the nature? What is his nature? Okay. In his nature too, he knows Adam will sin, right? Did you see? And I said, in his nature, he knows Adam will sin, right? He said, sir, don't worry. I don't want to talk about this with you. Just watch and see. And I said,
I thought it.
I didn't just know that. Hallelujah. All your leading is packed up in election. See, let me tell you something. I said this before and I'm saying it again in this series. I said, in the days of Jesus, they have the Herodians. They have the Herodians that rule them. Herod was not a Jew. They had three people that ruled them that was not from Israel together. You know when I said the forces of darkness united to rule the country. They have the Herodians from the descendant of Esau was ruling them. Okay. They had Pilate and they had Caesar. But you know what? Jesus is teaching all truth was concerned was from scripture. What's concerning scripture was concerning what God's plan for the earth is. Well, is that not it? Did you see he starts fighting and saying, no? Even when the disciples asked him, will you at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? In Acts of Apostles chapter 1, verse 6, what did he say? He said, it's not for you to know. It's not for you to know. That is also, what is he telling them? He said, it is not your own. It's not your business. Hallelujah. He said, but to know the times and seasons which the Lord has in this power, I kept it this power, I said, you will receive power. You see that? After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me. Look at what God's power is for. Witnesses unto me. Did you see that? Not to go drag with anybody. Not to start fighting believers over their choice. That means very soon we're going to take it personally. They are supporting my you. They are going to hellfire. We can be brothers. Is that what you're trying to say? Hallelujah. We believe the best. The same way too. I heard something from Kenneth Hagin one time. He said there's something you can never do. Even God can do it. God can influence a man's will, but God doesn't control a man's will. So Adam and Eve surrendered to Adam and Eve. God doesn't control their will. Hallelujah. You have to be very, very smart about it. Hallelujah. So God taxing all the earth is what? The gospel, right? All men say, look at how Paul put it. First Timothy, he says, his plan is for all men, 2:4, all men saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. So God's plan is inclusive of every man, and he has sent his children to carry out that. Hallelujah. Okay, following me. Hallelujah. So you must be discerning. But some people say, God said this is, you should be discerning. Hallelujah. You should discern that is not from God. Amen. Amen. Some people are even seeing visions. I don't call it vision, I call it television. They have television. It's not vision. Television. Not even clear television, black and white. A lot of people are using HD. They're using black and white. Okay. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, let's get into what we're looking at today. So that instruction makes them evangelists, right? By extension of us, we are the evangelists. So, very vital. I would say in this instruction of Jesus, you find the leading of the Spirit. Is that what we said? Yeah, that's practically what we said. Look at what he said in Matthew 28. The Senior told us, also have commanded, and lo, I am with you always. This is that, I am with you always. You find the leading of the Spirit. I am with you, it also means I am in you, right? That is the leading of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's the leading of the Spirit. That's the leading of the Spirit. I am in you always. So God dwells in us always. Hallelujah. That is leading. And we said, that I'm with you always. We said Matthew 28 have the background of what? Local church. And also, where would you have the background of the local church? In the Exodus. Right? Exodus, which is the new birth. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Which is the new birth. So we said the new birth, the background of the new birth, which is the background of the leading of the Spirit, is in the Exodus. Hallelujah. The background of the new birth, which is the background of the leading of the Spirit, is in the Exodus. How God led them from the wilderness. I mean, from Egypt into the wilderness. Hallelujah. How God led them. And quickly, something you must see in this series, that I've made sure that I try to make you see, is the fact that God led them. Look at how God led them. He led them out. Did you lead them out together? Come on, did you lead them out together? When they were in the wilderness, which will symbolize how we should walk in the earth, which is what in the Spirit, right? Did they walk like that in the wilderness? Emphatically, no. Right? So Paul uses that to teach the children of the church in Corinth how to walk in the Spirit, and will teach them from the wilderness experience, right? That you shouldn't behave as they did. You shouldn't murmur as they did. Okay, but that means the opposite of how they behave in the wilderness is what we should, how we should behave. Walking in the Spirit. Okay, following you. So, listen to this. So, how we walk in the earth is by the Spirit. Glory to God. Now, something you should see is, by the Spirit, by God's leading, right? Right? Something else. When they got into the wilderness, did they scatter? Did everybody go in separate ways? Emphatically, no. To show you that God will lead us through the local church. And I said a bother. Let me not use the word bother. A tester. Right, I'll use it in this series. A tester. Like a tester screwdriver. A tester to your leading. Any leading you always have, you must always be in conformity with how the Spirit is leading your local church. Okay, follow you. Hallelujah. How the Spirit is leading your local church. Okay, follow you. The inward witness will not contradict how the Spirit of God leads the local church. That becomes for you a tester. Hallelujah. You can put it like this. Whatever leading you have must be subjected to the authority of the local church. What happened, lady? Amen? You can't take away leading. Listen, you can't take away leading from the local church. You can't take away leading from how God leads us is through men. So you can't take that away. What happened, lady? So, listen, something we're going to see, maybe in some coming years, I wanted to do it in this teaching, but I don't think we have any other time. We don't have all our time for it. But something you would see is the fact that how God leads us. I showed us some. I told us through your pastor. Now, many a times, you the rest you have to check. You need a checker. Right? You need a checker. We're not looking at that today. Hallelujah. But how God leads us through your pastor, you don't need a checker for it. No, you don't. Hallelujah. Amen. I'll give you another example. In church here, there was a time I gave a word of wisdom concerning something. And as I gave that word, there was a sister in church. Or there is a sister in church. She's still in church. Who was having that same word before there. The Spirit has been mandating her concerning that. So as I said it, and I thought, in that prophecy, I said, the Spirit of God has had it in your mind. I have actually brought it to you, not today. Hallelujah. Now, you know what? The sister took it. But you know what the sister started doing? The way she came to tell me, like some months after, and I rebuked her. She said she was waiting for more confirmation. I said, that in itself is disobedient. Okay, hear me. That in itself is disobedient. Because when God speaks to you through your pastor, is God talking to you. So it's just like God is talking to you clearly. And you are saying, I'm looking for confirmation. Which confirmation are you looking for? You get darkness. And for those amount of words, she didn't do anything about it. You see that? When you want for what, so you to step into it immediately. So you should be wise. Amen? Should be wise. Sister, there was a time you taught us on how to on how to use two or three witnesses. Yeah, I know I taught you that, but not for your pastor. Hope you're hearing me. Hope you're hearing me. Not for your pastor. Not for your pastor. Your pastor is God speaking to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So you get on those things. So God leads us through the local church. So whatever leading you have must be subjected to the leadership of the local church. God has done it that way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's see something. The children of in Numbers, okay, because of time. In Numbers, in Numbers 13, it's over there. When they sent the spies and the spies came back. Remember, out of the spies, two came back with a positive report that we can overtake the land, right? What did the other say? That we can't do it, right? So, what was the resolution of the people? He said, let's make for ourselves, listen to this, let's make for ourselves a what? Let's make for ourselves a what? A leader, and let's go back to Egypt. Look at that. So, what is the leading of the local, what is the leading, who is the head of the local church? That was Moses, right? So, when those guys had a counter leading of going back, what does scripture refer to it as? You see that? Scripture refers to it as rebellion. It said, in their hearts, they journeyed back to Egypt. It's called rebellion. It's called rebellion. Doesn't matter how you cook it, no matter how you see it, it's rebellion. Amen. If any other boy or any other person, you know, sometimes some people go, if any other person come to give you prophecy, remember I say I'm just doing a rapport, right? If any other boy or any other person come to tell you things that is contrary to how God is leading your local church, you must not learn to say, you must learn to discern that is not God's will. Hallelujah. You must be ready to see that is not God's will. For example, Baruch shared with us about years back, he had some group of people that he was teaching the word. Always teaching them the word. Okay, hear me. Always teaching them the word. They heard the prophecy. So, I guess he invited a minister, and the minister came to preach, and from there, instead of these people to listen to their pastor, they, like one of them, very committed brother, began to listen to a prophecy from another person, from that guy that was invited. Hallelujah! We were giving him words of prophecy. So the guy began to misbehave in church. We no longer listen to pastor. Right? He got to misbehave. He can't do, you know, when you take away something, the person is feeling. So one day, he got a hold of the guy's diary, where the guy used to write, and he saw all the prophecies his brother have been receiving. You shall mount, and you shall mount. You know, you shall, yeah, your Lord will say, you shall mount. And you begin to master the song. Amen. You have a pastor, and then you shall mount. Oh, you mount like the apostle. You are an apostle in the spirit. You will take up that mantleship, and you begin to master the song. When you master the song, you begin to, you know, like an eagle. You begin to gain mastery, and gain mastery. So you build up. You will launch out. You will launch out. And we too. Ah! Here is what you say, hey, this is the beginning of it. Amen. That can be God's faith. The local church, listen, the local church is God's setup. And God doesn't divide his setup. Here you are hearing me. See, many a times, people should understand that there's a difference between the meaning of God's spirit and rebellion. So people just get on with rebellion. It's not God's spirit. What are you hearing? It's not God's spirit. God's spirit doesn't cause you break up with your local church. No, God's spirit doesn't cause you that. Hallelujah. In fact, if there's an assignment outside your local church that God says not to Lord Jesus, we have this in scriptures. Right? After the prophet chapter 13, there were certain prophets in a church called Antioch. Mentioned their name, he said, as the ministers of the Lord in verse 2 and fasted. Said the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me. This is that leading. See, Paul in Acts 9. Get to Acts 9. Paul in Acts 9 had God's direction. Okay, follow me. God, Paul in Acts 9 had God's direction on the work that he was sent to do. Hope you know that. In fact, there was a confirmation in Ananias, Acts 9. Open to Acts 9. I need you to see this now. Are you there? Look at verse 11. He said, and the Lord said to him, Ananias, arise and go into the street, which is called Straight, and inquire of the house of Judas for one store of Tarsus. Behold, he prayed. And I've seen in a vision a man named Ananias coming and putting his hands on him, and he might receive his sight. Do you see that? Hallelujah. Look at Acts 21. Let me quickly read this one. Acts 22 rather. Then look at verse 8. Paul is telling the same story of Acts. I said, and I answered and said, I am Jesus of Nazareth whom thou persecutest. Now, look at verse 10. And I said, what will I do, Lord? And he said to me, arise, go into Damascus, and it shall be told thee of the things which are appointed for thee to do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at verse 14. And he said, the God of our fathers hath chosen thee, that thou should know his will, and see just one, and should hear the voice of his mouth. For thou shalt be his witness unto all men of what thou hast heard. And now thou tarriest, arise and be baptized, and wash away thy sins, calling on the name of the Lord. Did you see that? Look at verses. Let me wash again. Look at verses 18. And it says, and some he say unto me, make haste. That is the Lord. Okay, verse 17. And it came to pass that when I was come again into Jerusalem, even while I prayed in the temple, I was in a trance, and saw him saying unto me, make haste and get thee quickly out of Jerusalem, for they will not receive their testimony concerning me. Hallelujah. 21, and he said to me, depart, for I will send thee far hence unto the Gentiles. Hope you're following me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Look at chapter 23, verse 11. I'm just showing you something. And in the night following, the Lord stood by me and said, be of good cheer, Paul, for thou hast testified of me in Jerusalem, so must thou bear witness also in Rome. I'm taking you to chapter 26 now. Look at this, chapter 26, verse 14. Hear this. The same explanation. Verse 14 says, Saul, Saul, why persecuted thou me? And I, is it hard to kick against the priest? And I said to him, Lord. And he said, I am Jesus whom thou persecuted. But arise, stand upon thy feet, for I have appeared unto thee for this purpose, to make thee a minister and a witness, both of the things which thou hast seen, and of those things which I appear unto thee, delivering thee from the people and from the Gentiles, unto whom now I send thee. Did you see that? Hallelujah. To open their eyes, to turn them from darkness to light, and from the power of Satan unto God, that they might receive the forgiveness of sins and the inheritance among them which are sanctified by faith that is where? In me. Hallelujah. 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 Did you see that? This is Paul's testimony. So, before Acts 13, Paul already had a call. Right? Right? Now, listen. Paul didn't get to the apostles and say, hey, I have a call, everybody get out. No. No. Hallelujah. You have to be smart. Because God will lead you how? Through the local church. Okay, you hear me? Okay, you hear me? So what happened afterwards? In chapter 13 was when Paul, he says, separate unto me Paul and Barnabas for the task for which I have sent. Is that in the church? Is that in the church? Is that in the church? Hallelujah! So God's leading will be found in the local church. He will not. The leading of God's Spirit will not cause rebellion in the local church. No. It will be in conformity with how God is leading the local church. So we can put it this way. God leads us in, or God leads us in line with how we lead his local church. Leads the local church. Hallelujah. So anything that comes as a leading to be it, that would counter how God leads the local church is rebellion. It's not God. You can't be in a local church. Listen, you can't be in a local church and there is Wednesday service. I said the Spirit of the Lord, I heard the Spirit of the Lord telling me to go and do evangelism. That can't be the Spirit of God. Okay, is evangelism good? Yes. But you know, don't say it's the Spirit of God. It's rebellion. Obey enemy. Obey enemy. You can still go out and have the evangelism and win 50 souls, 100 souls. But you know what? You have to repent. You want souls in the kingdom. Amen. Amen. So, we can say, you follow the leading of God's Spirit where? In the local church. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me. Hope you're following me. You follow the leading of the Spirit in the local church. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. Okay, let's go. Amen, amen, amen. So you must be very careful of men or leading that contradicts your local church. That is how God flows in your local church. You can't be led not to pray when your local church is praying. It's not the leading of the Spirit. It is not a testimony. Okay, everybody. God is leading your local church to pray.
And he said, I was led to study, and my eyes were opened. I saw a lot of things. See, you saw all those things in rebellion, because that is not how God is.
Hallelujah. So that means, if you say you belong to a local church, it means that that is where God, that is how God leads you primarily. Oh, not primarily, that's how God leads you.
Hallelujah. God leads you through the local church. Through the local church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. God can be leading you to win souls when there is believers' convention.
No. No.
On the day of Pentecost, they were all in one accord in one place. Nobody said God led them somewhere. No.
Look at how God told them. Look at how Jesus told them together. Right? He just told them together as a church. So they were in people.
Hallelujah.
Go to God.
Hallelujah. So God leads us together. In local church. In local church. Any leading that contradicts that is rebellion. Right? Have you seen that from scripture? Hallelujah. What they are following me is rebellion. Okay, let's go for that. So we said the believer is well led, right? Well led, that's what we're looking at. Well led. Led well. That is the new verse. The new verse is leading, right?
The new verse is leading.
And we said, we have the new birth is leading, the indwelling of the Spirit of God in the believer is leading. And we said that indwelling of the Spirit of God produces a knowing in our spirit. Right? Produces a knowing in our spirit. And that knowing is what leads to the inward witness. It's what leads to the inward witness.
So that means the believer has a knowing, has the witness of the Spirit in his spirit. Right? Right?
We have, look at Romans 8 quickly. Romans 8, 15. Romans 8, 15. Are you there? Glory to God. Okay, I'll just jump to 16. It says, for the Spirit beareth witness with our spirit that we are children of God. That the Spirit bears witness. That word witness there is the word somatio. A joint witness, that so we have a joint witness of the Spirit of God in our spirit. Okay, follow me. We have the witness of the Spirit in our spirit. Hallelujah. Can we say we have the emotions of the Spirit in our spirit? Hallelujah. But you know what? It's not supposed to be in our spirit alone. It should also be in our mind. So that means the mind becomes the receptor of God's leading. The mind becomes the receptor of God's leading. So what is God's leading received in our mind? Hope you're following me here. God's leading is received in our mind. Glory to God. Glory to God. God's leading is received in our mind. Why did we say so? Because the mind is very vital in how a man operates. So, 1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9 will say, I have not seen, neither have ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the thing which God has prepared for them that love us. Isn't that? Amen. So that means there are windows to the mind. The eyes, the ears, and the spirit. And the spirit. And the spirit. For the believer, the primary way information should get to our heart should be through the spirit. Through the spirit. So that means, if information can get to the heart by the eyes and by the ears, it then means that we have to watch our, guard our heart. Hallelujah. Guard our heart. Because the mind is the central processing unit of the mind. It's the core of the mind. And the way the mind works is the mind gives back to you what you give to it. The mind gives back to you what you give to it. So if you fill your mind with wrong things, it will give you wrong results. Because your mind, what you have in your mind, what you have stored in your mind, will tell us how you operate.
No man can operate outside his mind. To operate outside your mind is to be a lunatic. What am I telling you? Amen?
So Paul will now say, in Romans chapter 12, verse 2, he says, don't be conformed to this world. Romans 12, 1, sorry. Is that persistent by the message of the Lord that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, only acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service? He said, and be not conformed. That's the word. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing. What's that? Renewing of your mind. So that means the believer should constantly and consistently renew his mind. Especially in a day and age like ours. In a day and age like ours, where people have moved from being citizens to netizens. Everything they know is all on net, online. You have to watch it. Hallelujah. Don't be conformed. That word conformed means don't be squeezed. Don't be squeezed to how the world do their things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, when you look at the word conform there, and the word renewing there, metamorpho, and the word sushematizo. Now, if you look at those two words, it looks as if they are alike, but they are not. They are far. The word to conform means shows this is not who you are. Hallelujah. To conform is used for this is not who you are, but you have been squeezed to be like this. Hallelujah. That is the word. Don't be squeezed. Don't be padded to the word side. That's what it means. Don't be padded to the word side. But be transformed by the renewing. Hallelujah. The renewing of your mind. Hallelujah. So that means the believer must guard his heart, guard his mind. You have that duty of renewing, guarding your heart. Proverbs chapter 4 will say, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues that govern life. Hallelujah. So that means,
I must mind what gets to my mind. Hallelujah. I have that duty, that responsibility of constantly minding and guarding my heart.
I have that responsibility as a believer. I guard my heart. I guard what comes into my heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I say for some people, some believers, what they have in their mind is noisy. Is this where I have to stretch my voice because of the rain? Right? That's how the people's heart is. Their minds are full of noisy. Hallelujah. Amen. So the truth, will have to do more to get your attention. You have to do more because of that too many noises. Sometimes you won't even hear at all. It's not that the Spirit is speaking, but there are too many noises in your mind. Hallelujah. There are too many noises in your mind. You have to renew your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You have to renew your mind. And we discuss, I talked about speaking God's word, right? You speak God's word well. You pray in tongues more. Hallelujah. You pray in tongues more. You speak God's word.
Glory to God. Glory to God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. So let's move ahead a bit. So we said,
we have the inward witness. Hallelujah. We said we have the inward witness. And we said the inward witness is the witness of the man born again. Or is the witness of the spirit of the man born again.
Is the witness of the spirit of the man born again. Say that accept or reject, endorses or refutes, agrees or disagrees with facts that are exposed to it. I'll take that again.
This is a definition by Pastor Shego Noinga. Amen? Amen? He said the aim of witness is the witness of the spirit of the man born again that accepts or rejects. Endorses or refuses, agrees or disagrees.
So fact
or agree or disagree, yeah.
So fact that are exposed to it. So that means you have to expose facts to the inward witness. And first of all, we said the inward witness is what like an emotion. Right?
Walk like an emotion. Like an emotion. That is, you bear the emotions of the spirit. And I explain to us how emotions work. Right? How emotions work. Emotions only, your emotions will react to things you have exposed to.
Hallelujah.
Is that what you will have the emotions of the spirit? Hallelujah.
You are, let's say somebody complaining, for example, you have a car that's been giving you issues.
You're not the one driving your car driving you. You know what I mean? So you're always giving you a complaint.
And 2 days earlier, somebody has bought you a 2020 model of Lexus 350. 2020 model. Full option.
Full option.
Hybrid.
And is on the way,
and you are not aware.
You know that you keep and getting angry. You are shouting with the mechanic at people.
Now they are, it's not on my work. Ah, what is wrong? What if I don't like it? And because you don't know that there's a car coming around. You know, you move when somebody tells you. Bro Daniel, I was there when he bought you to do this. Model of Lexus. In fact, I still do it on his way. You know that automatically there's a joy that overflows your anger. But you are even telling them,
not that one, but take it down.
Right? There's that joy. What happened? Something has been exposed to you. An information that you didn't have before has come to you. What are you hearing me? If your sister that information comes to you, your emotion is attached, and you are happy. Right? Right? Glory to God. You are happy.
Some people, they were happy until they told them, exam result is out.
Bah! The moment they got in contact with that information, their heart begins to fail.
Ha! Ha! How did that happen? How did that happen?
What is happening? The fact has been revealed to your emotion. The same way too. The inward witness.
Eh?
If you don't reveal things to your to the inward witness, facts to the inward witness, it will do nothing. Hallelujah. I will say how God leads the believer primarily is from the Spirit. Via the inward witness.
Hallelujah. Via the inward witness. Now, something I will have to say to you
is the fact that the inward witness, well, before we even get there, look up. I need to say this to say the second one. See, I'm teaching you inward witness. I'm teaching you leading of the Spirit. Remember where we started from recognizing the voice of God.
That is the Spirit before you.
Right? right?
Demonstrating dreams, vision, and revelation.
We looked at dreams, vision, angelic, whatever. That led us to ministry of angels and now this. Now, listen very well. For the few days, I've worked as, for the few hours, I can't come on day. For the few hours I've worked in the ministry, I've discovered that there are two sets of people that tend to overlook the leading of the Spirit. That's it. One, ministers of the gospel. It's just subtly.
They just did, and I'm telling you because I mean it. And as a pastor, I tell myself constantly and consistently, I will never overlook it.
Some people just have in their head autopilot, goes autopilot, auto cruise. No, don't neglect the inward looking. Amen. Sometimes we just, that is why as a believer, you can't be, I've always said this to you, you can't be a believer and you are self-willed. Don't be a believer and you are self-willed. It is what I want to do that I must do. No, you know, some people say, it's my nature, that's how I'm wired. No, you're a child of God. Hallelujah. Don't be self-willed.
So when they've made up their mind, this is how I'm going to do it. Nothing can stop it. No, you're not self-willed. Hallelujah. Say, I'm spirit-willed. Say to yourself, I'm spirit-willed. Hallelujah. I'm spirit-willed.
Amen. Some people don't even, they have so not listened to the inward witness that they don't even recognize the emotions of the spirit anymore. That's what's being heady. You can't be self-willed and want to follow God's leading. You'll be rebellious. Hallelujah. Hope you're following me here.
So we'll bear the emotion of the Spirit.
Okay. We'll bear the emotion of the Spirit. We'll bear that emotion. So as a believer, like I said, as a believer, you must learn to expose passively.
I don't know whether to call it overlook or underlook. But don't. Hallelujah. These are the emotions of the Spirit. Emotion of the Spirit. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. You must learn to expose facts to the Spirit. And if you look at the book of Acts, listen, and let me call it the book of Acts
into the New Testament section of the Scripture. The inward witness is the least pronounced when it comes to the leading of the Spirit.
Okay, hear me. The inward witness is the least pronounced, but yet the primary way you will learn, and it is very clear. Is the least talked about, but it is the primary way they will live. Hallelujah. Primary. So God leads us primary. Never forget that. God leads us primary. We are the inward witness. It's the primary way we are led. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Glory to God.
We're led that way. We're led that way. Look at Paul, for example. Acts 16, we were here the last time. That was last week, right? Acts 16, look at Paul. Paul had a young girl. He got to a certain place. Acts 16, look at verse 15. Verse 16. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel, possessed with the spirit of divination, met us, which brought her master much gain by soothsaying. She was a lady. Where yet damsel? Don't read damsel in your word today. Hallelujah. Damsel there means she was a lady, a young lady. Hallelujah, a young lady. Now it says, the same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, who show us the way of salvation. And this she did for how long? This she did for how long? Many days. But take note, she had what? The spirit of divination. She possessed the spirit. Do you see that? Satan, demon, sir, why did she not oppose them? How will she? Because she knows she, I mean, because the demons know that they will be cast out immediately. So they wanted to retain their position. So what is there? They have to shout, hear this man, oh, bring us the way of salvation. Hear them. And you the one of evangelism. Somebody is on the road shouting, hear this man, because they know how it is. That she used to. But yes, that are living spirit. Amen. 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 Those of you are like that. Ah, this one is. So she just showed up and said, ah, you know who is there? Ah, this is a woman of God. Look at you. Because you showed up to do evangelism, and there was a young girl or someone by your side, like doing the town crier. Hey, they have come with the word of salvation, with the word of life, and people were coming out. And you are ministering. And some of us will say, ah, this is the Lord's working. You know what some people can say? There are several people, if you are not putting on the inward witness, you wouldn't know. You wouldn't know. Because you will see God is working through this place. If I don't know, come. Out of my spirit, I draw. Come, take it. What are you giving us? What are you doing for me? This lady had an evil spirit. And he followed Paul for things. Not 2 hours, but for things. And I said to you, maybe Paul didn't know. But Paul didn't know. But when Luke was writing it, when Luke wrote divination, you know, Luke wrote it as though from day one they knew and they allowed that. No, they didn't. He followed Paul and us. Look at where he pushed Paul first. Paul and us. He didn't say us together with Paul. He said Paul and us. Now you know Paul too was there. Hallelujah. He followed Paul and us today. But take note. But Paul, being grieved, that is an emotion of the spirit. Being grieved. Isn't that? I bet you, maybe Paul from the one wasn't comfortable. What are you following? Maybe Paul from the one wasn't comfortable with it. You know, he would have to say, what is this thing? But, you know, because nothing yet was revealed. Right? Amen? No need to rush. But he was carrying that was emotion. Remember, I showed you from Ephesians 4 that grieve not the spirit. That means it's an emotion of the spirit to be grieved. We are following you. It's an emotion of the spirit. So Paul was grieved in the spirit. This is that inward witness. Hallelujah. I beg to say this. Paul had that grief from day one. But you know, in subsequent teachings, we will get to dive into it. As regards to inward witness. Sometimes you don't go to be slower than God. Amen. 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 Stop this law. So Paul too. What is this thing? No, he said, what is this thing? Not comforting. But result was shown. We were coming out. Ah! Men of God. Ah! Look at this apostolic Sophia. Man of God. Say, ah! You know, when imagine you are going to a normal way. Now get down a normal way. People started shouting. Here is wisdom. A young guy says, this is wisdom of the Most High. The man of God from St. Paul's Church. And he now begins to walk
like other man of God. You know your work you can change.
Ah!
Man of God. You don't even call you a layer, man of God. That was what happened there.
But your poor choice, you know. Hallelujah. Poor choice. But it was for days she did. But Paul, being grieved in the spirit, turned and said to the spirit. Did you see that? Turned and said to the spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out of her the same hour. Did you see that? Did you see that? How did he know? Inwardly.
Hallelujah. Inwardly. He was grieved and he began to expose it to me.
Hallelujah. Amen. One day Pastor Shedu shared that there was a time that I shared with us about myself and a brother, right? Going for a Christ Embassy meeting, youth conference one time, right? Right? I shared with us the last time. Now let me share this one.
Pastor Shedu was sharing that him and some of his friends got to a church. And as they got to the church, the three of them began to feel uncomfortable. They were in the church, and they began to feel uncomfortable. And the pastor was about to come, and they began to feel uncomfortable.
And you know what? They just said to them, they held their hands, and they said, "Do you feel this?
You know, we can have this. I'm going to teach us something on Sunday. And that's revelation knowledge. We're going to revelation knowledge.
We can see the thing. We'll have it in different expressions, and we're going to have that this Sunday in church.
Hallelujah." We have different expression, but we are seeing the same thing. As we have revelation. And we are talking the same thing.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Come on, that's going to happen. Like I told us, we are having experiences. And we have these experiences into what? Believer's convention. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Glory to God.
Amen.
So, they just held their hands. Because, this is not comfortable. That's okay. So they held their hands together and they said this word. So Satan will stop you in your maneuver. You have no place in the service. You have no place in this mission. This is that will stop you in your tracks and your maneuver. They are here, there is no place.
So as far as they said that, they were done with the worship and the pastor came up to preach. You know what the pastor said? He said he's not going to preach until those three people leave the service. He wasn't going to preach. They didn't say it aloud. They said it within themselves.
You
should know what he did.
Hallelujah.
You should know. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Glory to God. A child of God. He has spoken to the Spirit of God. And he has spoken to your words. Hallelujah. I told us. Expose your day to the inward witness. Expose your day to the inward witness.
Like, where I'm going to just walk, it doesn't have to do with God's tax in the head. You must then follow the inward witness. You have. Because you know what? If anything goes wrong in your job, in your body, I have God's plan in your head. Do it. Hope you know that. Hope you know that. That means every part of your life is important to God. Every decision you make per day is important to God. Every step you take per day is important to God. So how about expose everything to you? What is it?
How about just going out and you're saying, my day is blessed. I go, I'm led by the Spirit of God today.
Maybe you are going to VI church and so then I go and I step to go to VI.
You know, I go in the power of the Lord, I'm led well as we got that church.
What about just exposing things like that? Hallelujah. Exposing things like that.
You will leave even to the car to enter. If you are going into the wrong car, you get the buzzer. Hallelujah. You get the buzzer. Whether to go on or not. Many a times, some of us have entered into businesses that crash, entered into things that affected a whole lot about us because we didn't pay attention well.
If you have paid attention again, you were. Many of us might not have entered into some of the crises, did it? Not all the crises, but some of the crises. Some, not all. Remember, I told you that because it's inward weakness doesn't mean it will end up nine and root. Right? Paul was led into Jerusalem, and here they handcuffed him. They flogged him. But yet, he won more sin. This is that God's plan was lacking.
Hallelujah. There is just something about that. So, when it comes to the inward witness, you must understand the emotions. Now, we've seen one, he was grief. Grief is an emotion of the spirit. Now, this grief there is not normal,
natural anger.
No, I am angry.
Hallelujah. It's an emotion of the spirit. Hallelujah. Emotion of the spirit.
Look at that sister that I shared with us at the beginning of this series. I wanted to get married to a guy. Nice guy. Right? Nice guy. He sees the guy in church. He visits the guy's church and sees the guy. Oh, this guy is doing well for God. Right? He's doing well for God. Goes out, hang around with the guy. But whenever she gets into her closet to pray for the guy, she feels uncomfortable.
She doesn't know what they want. It happens like that all the time. Whenever she wants to pray concerning the guy and their relationship, she feels uncomfortable.
That is the emotion of the spirit. And she has to tell it to her pastor. And her pastor says, you know what? You can keep going out with him all the time, doing dating or calendaring. And, you know, you're in dating, you're going to Mr. B, ShopRite,
Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Revelation. We're always going there, eating and buying the works of life.
Very soon the emotion will die. You don't know. The guy is a nice guy. So he decided to take a break of it. Father said, take a break of it. And do what? And pray more. So she kept praying for those emotions. And that was how, not long, she now discovered that the guy was a lesbian. Was homosexual. The guy was homosexual. Hallelujah. Homosexual. Imagine she didn't expose it to the inward weakness. Or she neglected that emotions. When you neglect the emotions of the spirit, you are quenching the spirit's fire.
Hallelujah. So what do you do? What do you do? When you have these emotions, let's look at some of the emotions more.
Then I'll tell you what to do and we'll round up. Hallelujah. It's raining. We are rounding up today. Hallelujah. So what do you do? Let's see one more. Paul. Acts 21. Are you there? Hallelujah. Acts 21. Verse 10. And as we tarried many days there, there came down from Judah a certain prophet named Agabus. When he was come, he took Paul's girdle and bound his hands and said, thus saith the Holy Ghost, so shall the Jew at Jerusalem bind the man who owns this girdle and deliver him into the hands of the Gentiles. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at verse 12. And when we heard these things, both we and those that besought him not to go up to Jerusalem, but Paul answered and said, what mean you? Mean you to weep and break my heart? For I am not just ready to be bound only, but to die at Jerusalem for the name of the Lord. Why did he say this? Why did he say he's ready to die in Jerusalem? There's something you need to see that he said before now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Look at chapter 21. Verse 22. It says, and now behold, I go bound in the spirit. That word bound in the spirit doesn't mean that he had chains in his hand. No, that word bound in the spirit there is what we go to compare. Chapter 21, verse 22. I go compare in my spirit. Compare. Hallelujah. You go compare in your spirit. Compare in your spirit. Okay, I say that. You go what?
compelled, persuaded, strong persuasion. You know what to say.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Like that day, I was going for the youth conference at Christ Embassy. I already discussed with my friend Soji, because Sunday I said he wasn't going. So I was with Soji, and I said, Soji, we are going to go. Soji, we agreed the night before. So the next day, the morning. So we were together all through the morning until 12, I guess 12 or 1. But I left you to go and get prepared.
So we were ready and set. So on the Friday, we were ready and set. I just went back home, went to take a day, and then I was coming out. I was coming out, a little bit to go through C3 straight down to S8. You know, it's a straight road. I felt led to go through M block. And I went past M block. On getting to M1 into L10, you know, I was going to sort this house to go and call it. But there was this strong persuasion. Like, I was strongly persuaded not to go. But I still felt like go. Because we have concluded that we're going. If at that period I called in, the number was not going through. I guess switched off on the other hand. So I couldn't go. It's not possible going through. But yes, I wanted to go. But I felt this involuntary action within me. That is how we go back. Dragging me to go via the senior classmate, like I should just go that way and be going. But I needed to go there because, you know, I felt, God told me that was good. So there was just, challenge to. You know, that challenge me, go not to his house, let me just go out of the way and go for the day. You get it? But because that emotion was very strong that I should go. And I couldn't call him to tell him I'm gone. I just said, I had a wonderful time, but I didn't call. You get that? I didn't call. I had a wonderful time. So, on coming back the next day, and on the top day, I said, let me go and tell him that I was sorry that I didn't call and stuff like that. When I got there, before I even apologized, I was like, thank God you didn't call. Hallelujah. Thank God you didn't call. That his father told him not to go, but his father convinced him not to go. So imagine I had come there, I would have been convinced to not to go. And that day when I went, I heard words that were for me and ministry. I'm still here. You know, 27, 2007. We just started church like barely 3 years before. How about for 3 years? That was February 27.
Hallelujah. Imagine I had gone, I would have been convinced not to go. And you know, you don't know what you will miss in a meeting.
Except you attend. Hallelujah. A meeting you did not attend, you didn't know what it is. I tell you, you didn't know what it is. Online I'm always with you.
Hallelujah. Until you are there. Until you are there. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You go bound in the spirit. Acts 27. Look at Paul again. How are you following this? Acts 27. Verses 10. Now, verses 9 into 10 and 11. Let's take 9. He said, now when much time was spent, and when sailing was now dangerous, because the fast was already past, Paul admonished them and said to them, sir, I perceive that this voyage will be hot and much damage, not only of the laden ship, but also of our own life. Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than those things which Paul had spoken, because the heaven was not yet commodious to winter in, and most parts devised to depart hence also. Hallelujah. Look at what happened.
Paul said he perceived. Is that the word witness? That is the emotion of the spirit. I get. It's not smelling with your nose. No, it's a perception from within. Hallelujah. It's an inward knowing. It's an inward knowing. Inward. It's not I'm smelling pepper. No! It's an inward knowing. I perceive that this sheep or this boy will be of great danger. Look at what he said. What did the people do? They believe the captain. Because the captain said, the atmosphere is fine and white. There's nothing. Don't look at that lunatic. But what happened in verse 12? Suddenly, verse 13. Bah! The whole thing changed in the twinkling of an eye. But upon you. Hallelujah. I perceive. We have that ability to perceive. Hallelujah. You perceive. There will be danger. Hallelujah. I told us during the last teaching on inward witness, not this one. I told us inward witness before now. I told us Paul was a bit too far, and that was true. But we're not dealing with that today. But I perceive. A believer must learn to perceive. Amen. When you so it's a primary way to perceive. There was a time Paul got to a city and he perceived that the whole city was given to idols. Jesus had the same thing. Jesus was primarily led to be at the end of the day. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Amen. Something you must know. Glory to God. Before I get to what to do. This inward witness is not fear. This inward witness is not fear. Fear is not the inward witness. Anxiety is not the inward witness. Hope you are hearing me. Fear is not the inward witness. So it's not fear. I persist. It's not fear. Don't say, I'm just afraid because of... No. It's not a reaction to a previous information. Concerning... So when they ask, we hear that Boko Haram is coming, so I can see that there will be
evil.
Which nonsense is
that?
Hallelujah.
Glory to God. Hallelujah. So it's not fear. Hallelujah. It's not fear. It's not anxiety. Hope you're following me now. It's not fear. It's not anxiety. No. Hallelujah. It's not anxiety. It's not fear. No anxiety. It's not fear.
Glory to God. Amen. Okay, so what do you do when you receive such emotions and you can't actually play God's game? Spend time with friends. Hallelujah.
Praise God. If it's something that has to do with something urgent and cogent, maybe it's something that you need a decision and you have such feeling, just pray in tongues. Hallelujah. All right, everybody. Pray in tongues. Pray well in tongues. Pray.
See, a man who prays doesn't have a soul. Just pray well. Pray. Sometimes you have to share with your pastor, like that young lady. Share with your pastor. Such emotion. Hallelujah. Let it come. Remember, I said God will lead you in the land of the Lord. Right? The leader should share with your pastor. Talk to your pastor. Hallelujah. Amen. Something I want to say
as we round up this section like this. I don't want to round it up, but believers' conversion is just around the corner. We just have next week and then a week to believers' convention. I'll put it this way. This is not just because of this series, but it helps you make sure as a member of your local church have
be fine to discuss with your pastor. Amen. Amen. Learn to talk to your pastor. Amen. Talk to your pastor. Not warn your pastor. Learn to discuss with your pastor and seek guidance. Learn by that. Some people learn to call their parents. You learn to call your pastor. Learn to talk to your pastor. Amen. Amen. Okay, learn to talk to your pastor.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. I hope you learned something in this series. Okay. Just thank the Lord wherever you are.